Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Philippians chapter 1, verses 12 through 18. Now I want you to know, brethren, that my circumstances have turned out for the greater progress of the gospel, so that my imprisonment in the cause of Christ has become well known throughout the whole Praetorian Guard and to everyone else, and that most of the brethren, trusting in the Lord because of my imprisonment, have far more courage to speak the word of God without fear. Some, to be sure, are preaching Christ even from envy and strife, but some also from goodwill. The latter do it out of love, knowing that I am appointed for the defense of the gospel. The former proclaim Christ out of selfish ambition rather than from pure motives, thinking to cause me distress in my imprisonment. What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is proclaimed, and in this I rejoice.
While under house arrest, Paul could receive visitors, but wasn't allowed to travel. Despite living in a home, he was more than likely chained to a Roman soldier 24 hours a day. The apostle knew these were his living conditions for the foreseeable future, perhaps for the rest of his life. Under such circumstances, Paul might have been tempted to pursue every possible channel and press for release. After all, God had called him to preach, to disciple believers, and to reach the Gentiles. But he was stuck in Rome, unable to plant new churches or visit those whom he was nurturing by letter. Surely, if anyone had a right to gripe, it was the apostle who'd endured persecution, shipwreck, and beatings for the gospel. Yet the letter he wrote while imprisoned to the church at Philippi is filled with rejoicing. From Philippians 4:8, we see Paul knew that focusing on God is the way for those of us who are believers to live above our circumstances. The more we talk and complain about a situation, the worse it looks, until the problem looms larger in our mind than our faith does. Conversely, carrying challenges straight to God keeps matters in perspective. The Lord is bigger than any hardship. Problems can distort our perspective. God invites us to live above our circumstances by fastening our eyes upon Him.